This is the audio description pre-show information for Naturally Curious at Bats Theatre on the 16th of November at 6:30 p.m. This audio described performance will have a touch tour that starts at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome to the touch tour, whether sighted or not. Kia ora. My name is Samina Zehra, and it'll be my voice you hear during the audio description of this show because I am the audio describer. I thought it would be nice for you to have some pre-show notes, a little bit to expect what's coming in the theatre and the show. When you enter the theatre, you will walk through the middle of the seating block up to where the staging area begins. There's no raised stage area. The whole floor is level and it's the stage. This means that the front row is very close to the action. To take a seat, you will have to turn to your left or to your right and then turn in the same direction again to face the seating, which is in raised tiers and which you will need to climb steps to access. You may sit where you please, since there are no allocated seat numbers for this show. The seats in this theatre fold up, so you will need to reach down and fold your seat down before you sit on it. The set is made up of the black box of the theatre space. The walls, the floor, the ceiling, all are painted black. The back wall has three places from which actors will make their entrances and exits. Two doors, one on either side, and a double door in the middle of the back wall. There are also four large panels spread across the middle of the stage at regular intervals. These panels are as tall as, say, two bedroom doors, if they were stacked one on top of the other. The panels are wide as about 1.5 bedroom doors and about twice as thick. Each surface of each panel is covered with a colourful picture or design, and throughout the play, the panels will be moved around to form various backdrops for various scenes. When you first arrive in the space, the four panels face the audience end on, so what is on display is their narrow width, showing shimmering pastel colours in abstract splashes. This play is a mix of clown and dance and movement and drag and music. It consists of a prelude and three acts with four actors playing all the parts. Each act of the play explores a different aspect of the animal kingdom, from air, the land and the water, with animals being the protagonists and the heroes and humans very often being the fools. For every act, there will be a scene change, creating a new and different world that we're in. This effect will be achieved by turning the four panels and moving them around the stage to create various kinds of backdrops depending on which side of each panel faces the audience and what image is revealed on each panel. Costume and lighting also play a large part in setting the various scenes. The show runs for about 1 hour and 30 minutes without an interval. During the show, if you have any issues with the audio description equipment, please raise your hand and someone will come over to help you out. The audio description receivers have a headphone jack and come with a small round earpiece which can go on either ear. You may prefer to bring your own headphones. If you have trouble hearing the AD due to background noise, try cupping one hand over the ear with the earpiece. Enjoy the show. We welcome feedback about this show from your point of view. Let us know what worked and let us know what we could have done better. Access is an ongoing process, and when we know better, we can do better. Kia ora.